Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Connolly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ed Connolly. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. And now, play ball. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. There goes Hinton. The throw from Batty to Carew, and back to Killebrew, who tags Hinton out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rollins moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-1 in the game. Merritt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar who is chasing the ball. Hinton reaches third base with a triple. Alvis goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to home to get Hinton. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Oliva out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Connolly bunts towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. Two outs. Ron Klein now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Clark pinch hits for Ron Klein. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Don Demeter now playing left field. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allen now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Allison moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Orlando Pena now pitching. Zolovar Alce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Oliva steals second. Zolovar Alce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Var Alce is 0 for 3 in the game. Var Alce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison scores. Oliva scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Demeter. Batty reaches second base with a double. Var Alce goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Twins. Ted Olander pinch runs for Earl Batty. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 3 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Joe Askew. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Tony Horton. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. Lee May pinch hits for Pedro Gonzalez. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Var Alce fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Wagner scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Twins. Duke Sims pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sims. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Sims steals second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May scores. Sims moves to third. It's Indians, 5, Twins, 5. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gus Gill now playing second base. Chico Salmon now playing first base. George Culver now pitching. Duke Sims now catching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tovar strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.